upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory located in British Columbia, and this is K-Pop Cafe. Hello, everyone. I am back. It's your DJ, Jaden, right here. Glad to have you guys back. As we always do, let's make today's show amazing together, so make sure to stay tuned right in. First off, SZA released their goodbye song just yesterday, so they will officially disband on June 3rd in Korea. So this really is their last song together as a group. Today is June 1st here in Vancouver, but it's already June 2nd in Korea right now, so they will disband tomorrow in Korea time. So, personally, as their fan, it's making me pretty sad to watch them disband the group after 7 years together. And the goodbye song is called Lonely, and I saved it until now to give it a try with you guys together. So, as it is your first time listening to this song, this is also my first time listening to it. So, just to have a quick introduction, they debuted it in 2010, so back in when I was in grade 9 or 10, and a lot of idol groups are disbanding these days. So, not long ago, we had to say goodbye to 21, Kara, and Wonder Girls, and now it's SZA we have to let go of. So, yeah, and as whenever something like this happens, as we always been doing, I'll play some of their hit songs as a farewell.
이제 매번 끝까지 가네. 이건 행복이 아냐, 이건 사랑이 아냐. 네가 뭐래든 너에게 맞춰야지. 우리의 하나니까. 그냥 또 이렇게 아무 말 안 하고 넘어가야 편하겠지. 대단한 걸 바라는 게 아냐. 이제 많은 기대도 하지 않아.
주된 분위기는 정적 싸늘해 점점 화내고 소리치고 파도가 치는 절정 또 아무렇지 않은 듯 너꾸로 앉아 진심이 아닌데도 받아주고 끌어안아 조금만 괜찮아지면 또 그날이 와 그날이 오면 내 심장이 빠질 것 같아 대단한 걸 바라는 게 아니야 이제 많은 기대도 하지 않아
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Hey, but you know, even if they disband right now, they might come back, who knows? Like, because recently some groups from the previous generation got back together and they made a comeback, like Turbo and SES. So I hope you can, they would come back too, so I guess. Alright, so it's time for me to announce to you that we have a special guest here today on our show. Here in Canada, we have about three Consulate General of the Republic of Korea, and one in Toronto and one in Montreal. And one here in Vancouver, and today's guest is the actual Consul General in the office in Vancouver. So I asked him the other day to visit our show and have fun together, and unfortunately he's available to join us today and make today's show amazing together. So everyone, please welcome Consul General of the Republic of Korea, Gun Kim.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Could you introduce yourself a bit, Consul General?
Oh, yes. I'm Gun Kim. I'm the Consul General here in Vancouver. I came here last November, so it's my seventh month. Yes, and I can surely say to you that I enjoy every moment of it. So
yeah, yes. Like living here.
Yes,
right. Mm-hmm. So it's been about 7 or 8 months since you came here.
Yes,
Right. Mm. Did you have a chance to come visit Vancouver before you start your term?
Actually, last November was my first time to come to Vancouver.
Oh, really? Okay. Because mm-hmm. I read the Korean community newspaper here, mm-hmm. and I remember October, I was reading a page mm-hmm. with the title saying a new Korean consul general coming to Vancouver. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I saw a picture of you.
Oh, right yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was you, right?
Okay. Yes.
Right. So so did you? How long has it been since you started your job as like your career as?
I entered the foreign ministry in 1989. Yes, mm-hmm. So it's quite a time.
Right.
Yes, but recently I was in Seoul, working as the director general for North Korean nuclear issues.
Oh, okay.
So yes, it's a very tough job.
Right.
Yes,
yeah.
But. The Vancouver Consul General post is tougher.
Even then, yes. Dealing with North Korean.
Yes.
Right, I see. And Consul General, a lot of people who are listening to this show might wonder, and mm-hmm. so do I, could you name us a few goals that you have as Consul General working as someone who's highly involved with the Korean communities in Vancouver?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm representing three people, people, but... First, I represent my government, so I must strengthen relations with the government here, provincial government,
right.
City government, especially in Canada. Provincial and city governments are very, very important.
Right.
So, for instance, the federal government does not have a Ministry of Education, so all the provincial governments are in charge of education, and we have a very strong ties with Vancouver in education field.
Mm.
So strengthening relations with... the provincial and city government is very important for us.
Right.
And so that's one of my goals.
Mm.
And the second thing is I'm representing my people, the people of the Republic of Korea.
Right.
So I want people in West Canada to understand more about my culture, my people.
Mm-hmm.
So that is my second goal.
Right.
And I'm also representing the Korean community here.
Korean community, the Korean
community in Vancouver, in Western Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to promote their interest.
Right.
So those are the three goals I have in mind.
Right. Yes. Mm. Is there any specific area like sports or education, culture you want to work on?
Yes. I'm working on every field.
All of the
fields. Mm. But my emphasis is especially on education these days.
Education?
Yes. Mm. So we are kind of discussing about education memorandum of
right.
understanding between Korea and BC government.
Mm, right.
And at the same time, because we have so many students, Korean students here, so we would like to enlighten the Korean parents here to right. be more involved and to be kind of, to be more adapted to the educational environment in Vancouver area.
Right,
mm-hmm.
I see. Do you see culture part as important as education as well?
Oh, yes, yes. This is the era of public diplomacy.
Right.
And public diplomacy means is that these days, if our diplomacy want to be successful, then not only you must persuade other governments,
right.
but you must have understanding of the grassroots or people in general.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very important for the general public to be interested in my country
right.
and in our culture.
Mm.
So that's a huge part of my job.
Mm. Yes. Right. Because personally, I think it's important and also very meaningful to promote our own culture to other people in the community here in Vancouver,
yes.
especially one of the biggest cities in Canada and North America.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's all about making bridges. And that's one of the reasons why I do this show, to promote so that I could promote Korean culture and also Canadians in the community would have better understanding, because a lot of people listening to this show are not really Korean, ethnical Koreans. Mm-hmm. They are like Canadians.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that once they get to know more about the pop culture, they will start moving into learning about the traditional culture of Korea.
Oh, yes.
And that would contribute to the development of the relationship between the two sides.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think, personally, I think if more Canadians became more familiar and interested in Korean culture, whether it be modern pop culture or just traditional culture, I think it kind of helps out bridge like the two sides, I think.
Yes.
Do you think that if more Canadians would be involved with Korean culture, do you think that would help the relationship between Korea and Canada?
Yes, definitely. Because, yes, something is happening when you meet people.
Mm.
And in order to meet people, you must have interest in them.
Right.
So, and interest comes from the culture, usually. So when the people of Western Canada mm. are interested in my culture or in mm-hmm. my country, then they'll start to meet Korean people.
Mm.
And then there comes every opportunity. So,
right.
Yes. So.
Right.
So I cannot agree more. So.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Right.
To your point.
Mm. The culture. Mm-hmm. Right. How important it is.
Yes.
Right. So among your personal friends mm-hmm. you have who are not originally Koreans.
Mm-hmm.
So do you find it easier to approach and make friends with the people if they're interested in Korean culture than just like who with no knowledge of Korea?
Yes, making friends is my job.
Right.
So I can make friends from anyone
mm.
who's interested or not interested in Korea.
Mm.
But if he is interested in Korea, I think he or she maybe usually be more active.
Active,
in approaching
yeah.
me. So mm. I think, yes, more opportunities
right.
for me. So mm. yes, naturally.
Right. Because mm-hmm. I'm currently I'm an executive member of this club named mm-hmm. Unique. It's mm-hmm. a Korean Culture Promoting Club at UBC, mm-hmm. UNI Korea.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been involved with that club for about 2 years
mm-hmm.
So far. And I'm currently in charge of the Korean language table. It's like the free language program that
Good.
People can just join and mm-hmm. learn Korean.
Mm-hmm.
And the number of people,
mm-hmm.
Students, incoming students who want to learn Korean
mm-hmm.
is always increasing every year.
Okay.
And two mm-hmm. years ago, when we started the program, we had about 10 people joining mm-hmm. it as students. Now we have more than 150 mm-hmm. applicants mm-hmm. always every year.
Mm-hmm.
So every time like people come in saying that we want to learn Korean,
mm-hmm.
Like I see that because who teaches the people those students is that the Korean exchange students
mm-hmm.
who would like to volunteer to tutor them.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that whenever they tutor someone who's really wants a Korean, I think they find it easier, even if their English not really great,
mm-hmm.
they find it easier to break in
mm-hmm.
and blend into the community, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. So I think it's once you want to build up
mm-hmm.
With the close relationship between two countries,
mm-hmm.
I think it's once you know about the culture, it helps
mm-hmm.
the people to better understand about each other because
mm-hmm.
you have to understand each other before you become friends.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes, yes.
Right. So I think that's a really important part of it. And it's good that that's one of your important main jobs you're
mm-hmm.
doing. Right?
Yes. Recently, we held a Korea speech contest at UBC.
Right.
You participated, right?
In April, yeah. I saw it at the front. Yeah. I also videotaped you, too.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yes, and those kind of occasions
mm.
Or events are kind of a very good vehicle
mm.
to promote the interest in Korea. So
I'm
planning to do that, continue to do that, and making many other programs.
Mm.
And we recently also had a taekwondo
mm.
Championship
contest, yeah,
yes,
mm.
contest, and about 800 Canadian people participated.
Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah, it was very good. So,
mm.
and next year, if I had another event,
yeah.
then I'll kind of mix more cultural themes in it,
mm.
like
mm.
K-pop dance and things like that. Not only the taekwondo,
mm.
so that many Canadians can experience Korean culture.
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Whenever something like this happens, let me know. I'll just promote that here and
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
So that, yeah, people would know. Yeah. Anyway, could we continue on this topic a little bit more after we listen to some music?
Okay.
All right. Guys, so we'll be back in a second. The Korean Consul General, Gun Kim, is here with us today. If you'd like to join our conversation, please make sure to stay tuned right in.
Trying to let you know. Sign을 보내, signal 보내.
Hey!
I must let you know. Sign을 보내, signal 보내.
Sign을 보내,
signal 보내.
Sign을 보내,
signal 보내.
Sign을 보내,
signal 보내. I must let you know.
Sign을 보내, signal 보내. 근데 전혀 안 통해. 눈빛을 보내, 눈치를 주네. 근데 못 알아듣네. 답답해서 미치겠다. 정말 왜 그런지 모르겠다. 정말 다시 한번 힘을 냈어. Sign을 보내, signal 보내.
눈짓도 손짓도 어떤 표정도 소용이 없네. 하나도 안 통해. 눈치도 눈치도 전혀 없나 봐. 더 이상 어떻게 내 맘을 표현해. 언제부터 나는 네가 좋아. 지키실 수 없어.
널 보내
널 보면 웃으면 알아채야지 오늘만 몇 번째 널 보면 웃는데
일정한 걸음걸이 난 나른하고 싶지만 심장 박동이 너무 지나쳐 풀린 듯한 눈 가던 길 가라 하는 듯해도 나는 못 지나쳐 관람하기만 해 홀로 앉은 채로 숨 막히는 청불 영화를 보듯이 난감하기만 해 팔다리가 아무것도 못 하고 있는 나의 모습에 사실로와 너무 마주치기 싫어 이미 지나치게 축복받고 있는 삶이 흐트러질 것 같거든 망가져버릴 것만 같거든 넌 너무 지나쳐 휘어지는 굴곡이 너무 지나쳐 올라간 치마길이 너무 지나쳐 내려가는 날 시선이 지나쳐 Yeah. 이제는 주머니가 두둑해도 하루 빨리 이 앨범을 내야 해 바텐더는 내게 술을 주지 마 창문은 이쪽으로 바람 불지 마 난 지금도 충분히 충분하니까 내 앞에서 너는
지나치지 마 oh yeah nope 지금 이 느낌이 김치국이라면 넘어 yeah 신께서 주신 chance인 걸 해도 괜히 걱정돼 본 적 없던 case I don't care yeah I don't wanna care yeah yeah DJ play it again again
너무 지나쳐 휘어지는 굴곡이 너무 지나쳐 올라간 치마길이 너무 지나쳐
I like it.
여전히 거리는 마음 좋더라. Hot pink보다 진한 보라색을 더 좋아해. 너무 더러 단추 있는 파자마 립스틱 좀 짓고 잠자.
Must have been very hard for your dad when you got chosen and had to leave.
Yeah.
You're feeling nimble?
I'm feeling confident, yeah.
You might get a little dirty.
But... Offer yourself to me, because in Ardennes teachings, it's the animal that offers itself to you.
Through June 16th, CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine will be launching two radio documentaries a week. The theme of community unites this round of pieces, with documentary topics ranging from alt-right discourse at UBC, the narratives around Chinatown tunnels, indigenous food sovereignty, and more. To listen, search CITR Documentaries in iTunes, Stitcher, or visit citr.ca/CITRDocs.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you and I rocking with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Rails, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, all right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory located in British Columbia, and this is K-Pop Cafe by Jaden. Welcome back, everyone. If you guys missed the intro part of today's show, we have a special guest, the Consul General of the Republic of Korea, Gun Kim, here today. So, Consul General, we just talked about how important it is to promote our culture to the people in Vancouver.
Yes.
And I'll just be frank about this, and this is my personal opinion. You don't have to agree with me with this. And nowadays, I think that not that many people in the youth group are not really don't really pay attention to promote how important it is to advertise our culture to the Canadians. Mm. And I feel like they're missing how crucial it is. Like. Mm-hmm. When it comes to building closer relationship between the two countries. Mm-hmm. So is there any words that you'd like to say to the Korean the youth groups in the Canadian Korean communities here?
Mm-hmm. Yes. If that is their thinking, I think it's troublesome.
Mm.
Because, yes, if you do not kind of let others know of us, of our culture,
mm.
then there cannot be any base for friendship.
Right.
Or the strengthening of relationship between the two countries.
Mm.
So, yes, you are doing kind of from a very innocent motive. But at the end of the day, it has a great impact between the relationship of the two peoples.
Right.
So just don't think that way.
Right.
And culture is very important.
Mm.
So please let others have the opportunity to enjoy our culture.
Right.
So, yes, that's all I want to say.
Right. How would you, if you were to like encourage them, like to participate more, like mm-hmm. is there any way you would kind of like encourage them more?
Yes, actually one kind of, one thing I'm pursuing right now
mm.
is that in this July 2nd, there will be a Canada Parade in Vancouver.
Right.
So we asked the Korean youth mm. to more actively participate. So there are many groups who are now contemplating or planning to participate
mm.
with Korean culture.
Right.
Like, so I want you to be one of them.
Oh, okay. I'll go in.
Okay.
July
2nd.
July 2nd?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go
Canada
in.
Canada Day Parade. There will be many Korean youth members
right.
who will participate with Korean culture, like K-pop
mm.
or the Korean traditional dance or
right.
those kind of things.
Because yes. mm. a friend of mine is in... She goes to SFU,
mm-hmm.
and there is a group called Kesh,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a K-pop dance.
Oh, yes, yes. Right? Yes, as far as I know, they are going to present K-pop dance.
K-pop dance.
Yes, at the parade. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's a five-member group, I heard.
But what I read from the newspaper is that they are recruiting people who is interested, because mm-hmm. it will be much more than five.
Right. Oh, okay.
The 30 or 40. So
mm. yes. for the dance.
Yeah. For yes.
Dual. Oh, okay.
At the parade. Yes.
At the parade. Okay. Mm. Mm, I see. Okay. And I know that the Consul General of the Republic of Korea in Vancouver holds Korean culture themed festivals mm-hmm. and invites Canadians in the community.
Mm-hmm.
For example, like the K-Wave contest in mm-hmm. October, I missed it. Because yes. I'm at midterm that night,
mm-hmm.
so I couldn't come.
Uh-huh.
But I got to catch up on it by watching some videos of the performances, because mm-hmm. all my friends went there. And also, the guy named Paul from UNN Korea,
mm-hmm.
he went there, and he had a guy filming the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I had to watch the videos. I just missed it. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also the Korean speech contest, which you mentioned, mm-hmm. Which was held in April. I mm-hmm. think it was April 1st.
Mm-hmm.
April 1st on the campus UBC.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I saw it too. So is there any... events or festivals that Consul General is kind of like planning at this point for the near future?
Oh, yes, I already told you that we had this Taekwondo championship.
Right. Mm.
And later this year, we are also going to have a food contest, Korean mm. food contest.
Food contest.
Yes, in cooperation with the culinary schools here.
Mm.
So that's another chance to show, because food is also a very important part of our culture.
Right.
So.
Okay. Mm. So this time... Sorry, I just have a question. Are you guys planning to hold another K-Wave contest by any chance?
Oh, yes, yes.
You are?
Later this year.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it'll be later this year, maybe October or November.
Yes. November? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Okay, I'm not going to miss it this time. Because after I missed it, I felt really bad. So
mm-hmm.
I made a promise to myself that I would attend every single event
mm-hmm.
Planned by the Consul General. So, yes. Yeah. So the Korean speech contest, I went there for sure.
Uh-huh.
And also the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. So November, mm-hmm. you said? Okay, I'll promote that on the show later.
Okay,
as well.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. So that's kind of it for the heavy, well, kind of not serious mm-hmm. conversation. Mm-hmm. And we kind of, I guess, like our listeners kind of like want to get to know about, more about you, kind of like as not as a consul general, mm-hmm. but as one of the Korean person living here. Mm-hmm. So could you recommend any dramas you were watching?
Recently, I watched it. What is it? Director Kim?
Director Kim?
Yeah, Good Manager, yes. English name is Good Manager.
Kim
Kwa-jang.
Kim Kwa-jang,
yes. Right. From TV. And it was comical, but at the same time, it kind of shows the issues which we are faced with, which the Korean society is faced with.
Right.
So the problem of justice. Yes, the problem of employment, unemployment, all those kind of things. So,
right.
And so it was very interesting. So it's not only kind of entertaining,
right,
but also shows you a lot of our society at the same time.
So, right.
Mm-hmm. And my son liked it very much.
Your son? Mm-hmm. Wait, who's in the drama? Who's starring? Like, who are the actors?
I'm afraid that I do not know the names of the actors.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Mm. Did you watch Tunnel by any chance?
I'm afraid not.
You didn't watch it?
No.
Try it. It's awesome. Okay. I watched it. But what about Signal? Did you watch that too?
Oh yes, Signal.
You watched that?
Yes. It's like communicating by by a microwave. What is it?
Walkie-talkie.
Walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
To the person who is already dead, right?
Right.
Signal. Yes.
I haven't seen. Did you just spoil the fun?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm a friend. But okay. Yes, it's also interesting. Yes.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll try Signal too because I haven't seen it yet. Mm-hmm. Try Tunnel too because it's kind of like similar concept. It's like the concept of the time travel.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So I think it's based on the same case. Like the murder case happened in 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's based on the same. It's fictional. But I heard that the key difference between Tunnel and Signal is that on Signal, as you just mentioned, they communicate through the device,
yes,
right? Uh-huh. And do they ever meet up together, like the guy in the past and the guy in the future? Do they meet up in person?
No, I don't think so.
They don't?
Yeah, no.
Mm. Okay, because in Tunnel, the main difference is that they actually meet up and they don't talk through any device.
Uh-huh.
The guy from the past, he goes to the future and then they solve the case together.
Uh-huh.
So that's the difference. But it's kind of similar to Signal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, try it.
Yes, yeah. I'll try it. Yeah. Definitely.
Awesome.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we also do a thing. The thing about our listeners is that I get a lot of comments saying that they want to know more about Korean food.
Mm-hmm.
And last time I introduced kimchi jjigae,
mm-hmm.
and also we talked about samgyeopsal and also the wrapping, like sam, the culture.
Mm-hmm.
So I introduced that and also told people that in Korea, we have a thing where you go for a barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
There's like on the table, there's like a grill
mm-hmm.
Installed in the table, and then people just like grill it there on the spot and then eat it, which doesn't really happen here.
Uh-huh.
So people, I got comments saying that it was pretty unique and they want to know more about Korean food.
Uh-huh.
So could you, maybe if you have any like favorite Korean food in your mind, could you introduce what that is? And then if you know how to make it, could you introduce how to make it too?
Yes. I like all Korean foods actually, but one of my favorite is bibimbap.
Bibimbap?
Yes. Bibimbap is like you mixing everything you have and with some sauce, hot sauce, you mix it and have it. So it reflects the Korean spirit because we want to mix everything and make it into one.
Mm.
So nothing is left out.
Right.
And so everything contributes to the taste.
Right.
So I like bibimbap very much. And when you kind of, when you ride Korean flights, airplanes, Korean airline or Asian airline, they usually serve bibimbap. So you can enjoy it.
Because it's a long way flight, right?
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm. And also, you just mentioned the culture of mixing food.
Yes.
And I just picked up from somewhere. I don't know where it was. I don't know if this is true. But apparently, mixing culture when it comes to food is, it only happens in Korea, apparently.
Oh, yes. That's what I heard too. Yes.
Right.
Yes, because usually the chefs, they would like to emphasize the taste of the source as it is.
Right. Yeah.
So when you mix it, then usually it's not that great.
Right.
So, but when it comes to bibimbap, when you mix more, then it is more tasty.
Yeah.
So you can put anything there you want. So it's beef, chicken, or anything. So, yeah.
Right.
Not only vegetables. So.
Personally, at UBC, I actually study Asian studies, and I read a book that said Chinese people, they in China, their cooking style, they fried their food, and Koreans mix the food, and Japanese, they put the ingredients on the top. So for example, like, you know, donburi, like if you go to a sushi place, they put it on the top, but they never mix it together. But I heard that so I guess something that we've had for thousands of for hundreds of years, it's just like naturally in our culture, I guess. Just like dive into it, right?
Yes.
So yeah. Okay, we'll be back in a second after we listen to some song and some advertisement.
Hey there, my name is Callum Ng, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We are an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
All right, Council Chair Kim, it is our time. We're going to wrap up today's show today. Did you enjoy being on our air today?
Very, very much.
Yeah. Awesome. Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah, time just went by so quick.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. we never really had, like, even outside of the show, we never really had a talk like this before. Mm-hmm. It's our first time talking like this. Mm-hmm. And it's always fun, like, to talk with a special guest whenever we invite one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So so to close off, we do a thing where we ask our guests for a song request. Mm-hmm. And then as a closing song. Mm-hmm. So is there any song that you would ask to give a try to?
Oh, yes. I'd like to recommend Peg Ayan's Shouldn't Have. Mm. Peg Ayan is a singer. When she first appeared in K-pop Star Season 1,
right.
From that moment, she was my favorite. So, yes. I like her songs, and especially her voice.
Right. Yes. I love listening to her too. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So Shouldn't Have?
Yes.
By Peg Ayan?
Yes.
Okay. So Shouldn't Have by Peg Ayan for today then. Mm-hmm. Council Jerome Kim, thank you so much for joining us today, and it was really fun talking to you.
Oh, thank you very much for inviting me.
Make sure to stay right in for upcoming shows on CITR 101.9 FM today, as there will be so many different awesome shows coming on air. Thank you so much for listening to K-Pop Cafe today, and have yourself a wonderful day. I will see you guys next week. Goodbye. 궁금해서 잠이 안 와 그때 왜 그랬어 구차해도 묻고 싶어 그때 난 뭐였어
I don't know 하지만 내 생각에 오래 가지 못할 것 같아 너 아닌 나 때문에 이 관계 이어지지 못해
잠 못 들어